This episode is brought to you by Forward Friday. Forward Friday is my free weekly newsletter where I share strategies and tips on how to get started in online business. Go to danielcarrizales.com/newsletter to sign up for Forward Friday. I send a Forward Friday email every single Friday morning, and I'm not only sharing tips and strategies on how to get started in online business, but I'm also sharing a lot of content around mindset, business, and lifestyle. Also, I might be sharing stuff that I am finding interesting in that particular week. It could be anything from an audiobook that I'm listening, a book that I'm reading, a blog post that I might have come across online, and even music that I'm listening at that moment. Now, this is a place where I curate all of this content, not only sharing the content that I'm releasing that particular week, but as well other content that I feel that it might be useful to you. So go to danielcarrizales.com/newsletter to sign up for Forward Friday, or you can just go to my website, danielcarrizales.com. All right, welcome to episode 85 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for being here, my friend. I'm very excited today to talk to you about adversity, about challenges, about the obstacle is the way, right? Like the book by Ryan Holiday. If you are new to the podcast, my name is Daniel and I am a creative entrepreneur. I got started first as a musician, composer, doing music for licensing. Then I started a YouTube channel teaching that to other musicians and composers. That's how I created my brand, Stock Music Licensing. And from there, pretty much just created online courses, programs, and built a multiple six-figure online business as I am recording this. Very, very happy with this trajectory of not just doing the music, but actually teaching the music, and actually I get more satisfaction out of teaching and sharing my knowledge with others. From that business of teaching music licensing, I became an educator without not even knowing that was, it was not a plan. It just happened. It's a natural evolution. And then all of this happened because of adversity. It all became because I was going through a crisis earlier on, which I have shared on previous episodes, by the way. And first of all, episodes like episode 82, where I'm talking about going monk mode, or episode 84, where I'm talking about a mindset mastery and growth, about the difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. So really, when we're going through crucial parts of our lives, hardships, how can we turn a failure or what's been perceived as failure into something positive? So this is going to be a practical episode. And I want to talk to you about the fact that you're going through something hard. And if you're listening to this, if you're going through some challenge in your life, whatever that is, okay, it could be a relationship, it could be at home, it could be your 9-to-5, it could be a business that you have. Hey, even people that run online businesses like myself, we go through rough parts. It's not all, you know, rainbows and sunshines. We go through periods that are like, hey, are we doing what we're supposed to be doing here? You know, is the income the way it needs to be? You know, we have bills to pay. Most importantly, are we still in love with what we want to do? You know, maybe some things have happened. You have grown. Hopefully, you have changed over time. And it that doesn't matter where you're at. There's always going to be some crossroads that we're going to have to take a decision. So are we going to quit, right, this, the relationship or job or what we're doing? Or are we going to take a stand and say, let's just break through this obstacle, okay? And by the way, I mentioned The Obstacle is the Way because it's a great book by Ryan Holiday. I really invite you to go and check it out. I'm a big fan of Ryan and with The Daily Stoic, right? He has a YouTube channel and he has a Daily Stoic book. I have, you know, several books of him and this Stoic philosophy. So I think it goes with this topic, really. That's what I want to say. So even though this is not a philosophical podcast, the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast is all about mindset, business, and lifestyle, still, you need to have a strong self sense of self, a strong self of belief in yourself and your abilities in order to conquer adversity. And we need to be studying philosophy. There's no questions about it. So I think studying a Stoic philosophy is a great way to feed your mind, a way to really study about success and what it takes to be successful. It's another way. Going monk mode, like I mentioned in another episode, I kind of like make fun of these terms because it's just trendy terms that they're out there in the online world. And I mentioned this in episode 82 about monk mode, about unlocking your full potential and what it actually monk mode means. And it's just a period of time where you get rid of distractions and how you can really go dive deeper into learning and accomplishing something that is important to you. Some people recommend that you do this for 30 days, 90 days. I come from a place to just say, hey, you should do this, should be a way of life. It's not something that you just do for 30 days or 75 days or whatever. You know, if you have a smoking problem like I have, stop smoking. Become a non-smoker. If you're flat broke and you have no money, then become wealthier. How do you start? Well, that's a very good question. Okay, but make up your mind of how you're going to do that and why you want to do that. Because you want to provide to your family. But why is that, right? So we can all make money. We can all go get jobs. But if you want to work for yourself, you have to ask deeper questions. And the reasons to make money like that has to be deeper than just selling something. Right. So if you're a creative entrepreneur, or if you're new to entrepreneurship, understand that just having the transactional part of the business is just one aspect of it. Okay. So this is a very important concept here. And I was watching last night The Dragon's Den here in Greece. They have just released this show. Right. This show has different titles in different countries, I believe. Okay. I think it's Swimming with Sharks or something like that in America. In the UK, I think it's something similar anyways. But people just pitch their ideas and, you know, products and stuff, and they ask for investment from the dragons. And something that really I find very interesting is that the dragons ask the people always is like their background. So tell me what were you doing before you came up with this idea about this product? Whether the product is great or not, okay? It doesn't really matter. That's a great idea. That's a great question. Why are you doing this that you're doing today? What were you doing before? Why does this matter to you? Okay. I think those are really good questions. Why are you doing what you're doing? Where you want to go? And what makes you think that this is a good idea in the first place? So I think that's a really good question. This is why I talk a lot about here in the podcast episode, right? This is why I share my story, because it's not just a simple like, hey, I sell online courses. Hey, I create courses. Hey, I just make, you know, content online, and I have a call to action, buy my course or subscribe to my newsletter so I can pitch you something in the back end. It's not that simple, man. Okay? It's not that simple. Actually, everything starts with you first. And whatever challenge you're going through, whatever crisis you're going through at the moment, like I mentioned, either it's in the 9-to-5, the relationship, or you're not making enough money, or you know that you have more to give. You know that you have potential that is still untapped. We all have it, man. Me included. I'm not done. I'm getting started. Even though I'm here sharing all of my success and all of my failures and everything that I have done up until this point, I feel like I'm getting started. I'm still young. I'm 48. I'm in a fitness journey like you have no idea. I'm in a journey to grow my social media, and that includes YouTube, in a bigger way. And I started an online business with very little subscribers, man. You have no idea how little. I mean, I'm talking about 6,000, even less. When I launched my online course, I had probably 3,000 subscribers on YouTube. And that's how I got started, right? My first YouTube channel. So you don't need a big audience. And I had a small audience, even on my email list. But when I see this, and I said like, wow, okay, so you don't need to be famous online. You don't need to have millions of subscribers. You don't need to be this humongous numbers that you hear there. Just with a very small niche, with a very small numbers, but with the right determination to actually serve, you can be successful. But first, you need to serve yourself. You need to have a determination to fix your stuff first. Like one of my mentors says, your job is to create the best version of yourself and give that to the world. So I want to do that in all areas of life. So I've done it with the music. But most importantly, I have musicians signing up to my music program, okay, which is a 6-week coaching program, which is just about production. It's about music production. But they have signed up because of the mindset aspect of it, because they have consumed my content. And they know that when I'm talking about music, it's not just the music, man. It's the mindset that I bring to what I do. And this, I can't help myself. So in business, this applies even deeper in business and in lifestyle. You need to have the right mindset. So if you're going through adversity, you need to examine a lot of things. You need to say like, hey, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing here? Am I saying no to the things that are not serving me anymore? Is this toxic relationship really helping me grow as a person? Maybe I'm the one to blame, actually. It's not the other person, it's me, right? Am I really consuming the things that I should be consuming? And hopefully what you're consuming is podcast episodes like this ones. Am I reading the right books? Am I feeding my mind with the right information? Am I consuming content online that is serving me? Am I downloading the right software for my brain? Okay? Or you're not even creating any content, which is one of my mottos. Like, hey, I love to consume content online, but I have a motto, okay? Which is, or a saying, that it says, create more than you consume online. So I create a lot of YouTube videos. I create podcast episodes. I create content. I love to consume content as well in my niche and anything that has to do with personal development, lifestyle, business, fitness, you know, nutrition, whatever I'm into at the moment, I'm just going to consume that. If I want to learn about how to become an author, how to people write books, I'm going to go all in and I'm going to follow that. I'm going to follow writers. Hey, I follow Ryan Holiday. He writes books. You know, he's an author talking about The Obstacle is the Way, The Daily Stoic. I bought actually quite recently a book by Stephen King. You know, he has his memoirs called On Writing, and it's all about writing. And I just go deeper into that. So whatever I'm into, I'm always like just going as deep as possible into that. And whatever challenge I might be going through, I have to really take stock. I really see, what am I doing here wrong? Why is this not working? Okay. Why am I unhappy? Why do I feel stuck? There's a great quote by another book called The Science of Getting Rich by Walter D. Wallace. The Science of Getting Rich. And actually, this book was inspired to make the film The Secret and the book by the same name, The Secret, okay? The Science of Getting Rich. So one of the quotes in this book says that when you make a failure, it's because you haven't asked for enough. End of quote, okay? I'll say that again. When you make a failure, it's because you haven't asked for enough. The first time I read that, and I have the audiobook and the book, I was just, and I get goosebumps as I'm listening to this, is because if you make a failure, whether that's in a relationship, a job, or even an income, or anything, or fitness, it's because you're not asking for enough. You're aiming low, okay? You're playing it safe. So think about that, my friend. So I always ask myself, if this is a failure, it's because I don't have a clear vision of what I want, and actually I'm being shy. I'm asking for very, very little. I should be asking for more. Because actually that failure, there is something to be said, that failure and obstacles, there is something there for us to grow. Yes, to learn. Okay, we learn our lesson. Yes, okay, we fall down. Let's get back up. But if you go deeper into that, you realize that you're not asking for enough, man. Whatever that is. Okay? So, but you need to become somebody else. You need to think about this problem and these obstacles in a different way. You need to become someone that can turn shit into sugar. That's from another book by Robert Greene, The 50th Law, written with 50 Cent. You don't need to be a 50 Cent fan or be a rap or hip-hop fan. It's just a great book about entrepreneurship. But the book is not about entrepreneurship. The book is about fear. About how fearless men or people in the world have conquered this thing that we have, okay, which is fear. We're afraid, man. We're afraid of success. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid of love. We're afraid of growth. We're afraid of many things, okay? We're afraid of what people are going to say about us. I know I'm dropping a lot of books here, but I really want to encourage you to dive deeper into the books that I share here. Because they have made a big impact in my life, and I have memorized certain passages of these books, and it has really, really, it has really, you know, some of them have really made a mark on myself. Actually, I have a few tattoos, literally, from a few of these books, a few quotes that mean quite a lot to me. But in terms of going through hardship and difficulties, it takes nothing more than actually first acknowledging that you're going through it and then see what you're going to do about it. And really understand that nothing bad lasts forever and that we have the power to change that situation. But most importantly, we have the power to change ourselves. This is going to be a very short episode, my friend, because I want you to stop listening to this and I want you to take action. There's nothing more than going through hardship, okay, and breaking through that hardship or going forward in the right direction. Like another quote that I want to leave you here from Brian Tracy, he says that life is a set of problems. So it's problem, problem, crisis, problems, problems, crisis, problem, problem, crisis. So it's a very negative way to see life, but this is based on his, you know, books and speeches. So he's saying that pretty much everybody at this point is going through a problem or getting out of a problem or going through a crisis or getting out of a crisis. It's a kind of like a negative way to see things. But once you understand that, then you can become a little bit more resilient and build a strong mindset in order to get out of the problem or that crisis. So if you're in a problem, the bad news is that there's a crisis coming for sure in your life. I don't know how that's going to look like, but you have to build the stamina and the strength in order to persevere and get to the other side. All right. At some point, it's going to be over. The winter will be over, but we need to be prepared. And the best way to do this is by educating ourselves, reading the right content, consuming the right content online, and have a strong belief that we're capable of more. I hope this podcast episode finds you well, my friend. Thank you so much for all the love and support. Don't forget to follow me on the podcast. Don't forget to share this podcast with others. And don't forget as well that I have a mindset course coming your way. I'm very excited about this mindset course. And I'm willing to share more as time goes by to let you know when the course is going to be released. Thank you so much for the love and support, my friend. I'll see you in another episode.